Now, I don't think I'm going to surprise you if I say that Sydney is an expensive city. I certainly won't surprise you if I say that it's nearly impossible to enjoy anything without taking a hit to the wallet. But there is maybe one exception to that, and that's our water. Now, Sydneysiders are incredibly privileged to have access to an abundant supply of drinking water provided by the catchment dams that surround the Greater Sydney Basin. But the dams don't lie undisturbed. Now, for decades now, underground coal mines have operated in the area, and it looks as though operations may be about to expand. Now, this is pending the findings of a recently announced independent panel chaired by the New South Wales chief scientist on the potential impacts of water quality and the environment. These proposed expansions have many groups concerned, and this includes the Lock the Gate Alliance. Now, Georgina Woods is a campaign coordinator with the Alliance. Georgina, a good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to speak with you. Now, look, perhaps we might start at the beginning. I don't know if many Sydneysiders exactly know where the water they're drinking comes from. What are the major water catchment areas?
Well, there are more than one. So people probably would be familiar with Warragamba Dam. That's one of the big ones and the nearest one to the city. But Sydney also gets water from several other dams. There are four main places called special areas that sort of protect the bushland surrounding the dams and the catchment of them. And one in particular, near to the city, called the Metropolitan Special Area, has been subject to, you know, significant, extensive longwall mining underground, and there are expansion proposals on the books right now.
So, what is longwall mining? I've seen that term, but I'm not sure I understand what it does.
Well, longwall mining is a form of underground mining where there's a sort of a large machine that sort of carves out a path through the coal seam. It leaves quite a wide gap behind it, a sort of a long, thin, rectangular gap, which is called a gulf. And over time, the earth above that gap subsides and collapses into the gulf that's left behind. That's the cause of the damage that longwall mining creates, because it causes subsidence eventually on the surface. And if there are faults and fractures in the rock, you know, it can cause cracking. And if those cracks appear on the surface, you know, in a creek bed, that means we're losing water into that mining void.
How long have these techniques been used in that area?
Oh, gee, you're testing me now. there has been mining in the catchment for, you know, over a century, but longwall mining is relatively new, only in the last few decades, I think. And, you know, there's been a significant expansion, you know, since 2000, really, of longwalls in the catchment area. And as that expansion has, you know, taken place, we've also seen increase in damage on the surface, loss of water, and subsidence.
What are the other potential problems with the water supply that this could bring?
One of the really important parts of the catchment are these upland swamps. So they're sort of highland wetlands. And what they do is they filter and release the water that feeds the creeks that flows into Sydney's dams. They play a really important role in the catchment because they release the water slowly. So they mean that it's available all year round. And they also clean the water, you know, because they're sort of ecosystems and they're unique ecosystems. And when those swamps are undermined, they collapse. Their subsidence basically kills the swamp because the water drains away from them. And there have been a number of upland swamps in the catchment that have been damaged by longwalling, and lots of recommendations that, you know, this technique really not be allowed in the vicinity of these very, very important ecosystems.
I was about to say, I imagine in addition to the issues around water quality, this has got to have some big environmental impacts overall.
Well, sure. The swamps themselves, you know, they are a threatened ecological community because they are quite rare. But obviously, you know, the chief concern for the people of Sydney is this you know, jeopardising the integrity of the catchment. So a report came out last year about the Dendrobium mine, which is one of the biggest ones and one that has caused a great deal of damage. And, you know, questions have been raised, and this report raises that there is water being lost from the creeks that should be flowing into Sydney's dams but is actually now flowing into the mining works. And there are even questions that there might be what's called hydraulic connectivity, so, you know, a direct link of water flow from the dams themselves, from the dam that Dendrobium affects to the mine. And if that's the case, you know, that's going to affect the integrity of Sydney's water capacity. And right now, you know, that's not a problem. But we all know that Sydney has faced water shortages in the past. Mm. And we just don't really think that, you know, jeopardising water security is really worth it for, you know, a few years of coal mining.
From the perspective of the Lock the Gate Alliance, is this panel that was recently announced a good move?
Well, it is welcome. The report that came out last year about the Dendrobium mine did recommend that there be a new inquiry into the coalfields. There was a major parliamentary inquiry into the southern coalfields and the damage that mining threatened to the catchment many years ago, more than 10 years ago. And the report last year about the Dendrobium mine said, look, we really need to actually do another one of those and have another look at this now that, you know, all this mining has taken place in the last 10 years. So, of course, it's very welcome that there be an inquiry. Our concern is that there are proposals on the books to expand mining operations in the catchment now. And what the government really needs to do, if it's serious about looking at this and having all options on the table to address what is the most crucial issue, Sydney's water security, they really need to hit the pause button and impose a moratorium on any further coal mining approvals in Sydney's water catchment until that panel has reported and its recommendations have been followed.
Georgina, we will leave it there, but thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Georgina Wood says she's with the Lock the Gate Alliance, talking about the coal mining projects near Sydney's water supplies, potentially big impacts with expansions on the cards, and a brand new independent panel that will be looking into it.